Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie Kendall. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
And what are little boys made of? The answer may surprise you.
Candy.
Curds.
Toaster ovens.
Hot cross buns.
A donut.
Big bad breath mints.
My toupee!
And there's a moral to all this, right?
And Jason Whitaker.
Welcome to Kids Radio, everybody. Hey, Jason, did you ever wonder what television would be like in fairy tale land?
Nope.
Thank you, Jason. Well, let's tune in and find out anyway.
Why are we doing this again?
Because there's a moral at the end, just like a fairy tale. Just play along, all right?
Okay.
As we present Fairy Television!
Mom, is it okay if I watch a little TV before I do my homework? I had a really rough day.
Aw, what happened, dear?
All they had for lunch today was curds and whey. Yuck. And then there was this big hairy spider that sat right down. Let's just say it was a bad day.
Mm. Remember our motto.
When you have to tough it, you can count on a muffet.
I know. Can I watch TV now?
Well, don't sit on your tuffet all afternoon. You have to finish your homework by 5.
Thanks, Mom. I wonder what's on now.
Tonight at 9.
How am I supposed to live in this place? It's a big shoe, for goodness sake. It's imitation leather at that. And I think the kitchen has athlete's foot. I'm itching already.
That's tonight at 9 on the Better Shoes and Gardens channel.
Tuesday, three pigs get their shot at $100,000. That's this Tuesday on
Wheel of Fortune.
What else is on?
From the great big forest to the little pig's house, this is Fairy Tale Action News with George Porgy, Bo Peep, Little Dog with Sports, and This Old Man with Weather.
Good evening. The Fairy Tale Land Emergency Management Agency has issued a big bad wolf warning for the entire area.
Yes, George. The big bad wolf warning means an actual wolf has been sighted. Because this wolf has been known to huff and puff and blow houses in, authorities urge you to board up your windows and remove easily blown objects from your yard.
Action News reporter Patty Cake is at the scene of today's sighting with an exclusive interview.
Please stand back. There's nothing to see here. Please stand back.
Yes, Jack. Late this afternoon, authorities were called here to the scene of this mountain pasture where Shepherd Boy says he saw the big bad wolf. Shepherd, what did this wolf look like?
He was big and bad and like a wolfy looking.
And what did you do when you saw the wolf?
Oh, I said, woof, woof, woof! Something like that.
Thank you. Uh-huh. As you can hear, police helicopters are circling the area, and the Fairy Tale Land SWAT team is on standby.
Miss Patty?
Yes.
I was really just kidding, really.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You know, the whole big bad wolf thing, I kind of made that up. See, I was sort of bored, and I've always wanted to be on TV.
You're saying you really didn't see the big bad wolf?
Right. Actually, I saw a little good duck. Yeah, duck.
Well, so it appears the big bad wolf sighting is a false report.
False.
We'll give you an update later on this developing story.
Did you say it, duck?
The ceiling is falling!
Yes, Chicken Licken is right. The ceiling is falling. But you can stop that from happening here at public television. So why not make that pledge now? Maybe you could find it in your heart to send us $100,000.
Tonight, a compelling story of one boy,
one pie, and one thumb. Don't miss Little Jack Horner, an original drama from Fairy Tale TV.
Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back with more Fairy Tale-O-Vision.
We're back with Kids Radio.
And there's a moral to all this, right?
You'll figure it out. Just keep listening.
Okay.
And here's more Fairy Tale-O-Vision.
Which brings us to here in this courtroom, where these 16 cows have sued Little Boy Blue. I will prove to this court that Mr. Blue failed to warn the cows before they wandered into a cornfield. Now, they suffer from pain and indigestion after eating too much corn. Mr. Blue, indigestion might not seem like a huge case to you, but did you not know that cows have four stomachs?
I didn't know. Look, I was doing the best I could under the circumstances.
Quiet in the court. Quiet.
You may proceed, Mr. Prosecutor.
So, you were doing the best you could, huh? Well, is it true, Mr. Blue, that your job is to warn cows by blowing this horn?
Yes.
Would you please demonstrate for the court?
All right.
Thank you. So, may the court witness Mr. Blue really knows how to blow his horn. But is it true, Mr. Blue, that you failed to warn with your horn about the corn? That while this was your singular duty to keep, you were under the haystack fast asleep?
I plead the fifth!
And is it true, because of your negligence and laziness, that 16 innocent cows wandered into the cornfield, where they gorged themselves silly and fell victim to a dizzy corn-fed stupor?
I object, Your Honor. These cows were not innocent. They knew perfectly well what they were doing.
Objection overruled. Quiet in the court. Quiet in the court.
And that's your five-day forecast for Budapest this weekend. Well, it's raining, it's pouring here in Fairytale Land. For the latest on that, we go to the old man. we go to the old man. That's you.
Weather. Sorry, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. Yeah, it was a raining and a pouring when I went to bed. And wouldn't you know, I bumped my head. In fact, I couldn't get up this morning.
Mr. Old Man.
Yeah.
The weather?
The weather. Oh, yeah, the weather. Well, it's a raining and a pouring. That's about it.
Thanks, Mr. Old Man. Well, that's what you get from staying up all night playing knick-knack paddywhack. What will people do if there's a hurricane, huh? Or a tornado? Ever think about that? What if there's a... Oh, are we still on?
Yes, chicken licking is right again. The lights here in our studio are falling. So why not pledge now? Perhaps you could cash in some life insurance. Say, $10,000?
This is Dateline FTC. And now your host, Tom Brokaw.
Tonight, on our Where Are They Now segment, we speak with Hansel and Gretel, 10 years after their famous story ended. A lot has changed since their close call with an evil woman and her house made out of candy. But then again, some things never change. Here's Rock Phillips.
Thank you, Tom. Hansel now resides in a facility where he is being treated for his massive gluttony problem. Gretel still visits him every day. I talk to both of them. Gretel, you seem well-adjusted, but what happened to your brother here?
Well, after the incident at the evil woman's house, he was understandably shaken.
Yes, of course.
We tried to integrate him back into society, and it worked for a while. Everything was normal. He got a job at the garage, but then he got fired.
Fired? Why?
He ate it.
He ate the garage?
Yeah, well, it was made out of licorice. I don't know what we were thinking. It was like putting a mouse in front of a starving cat.
So you're saying he's addicted to eating buildings made out of candy?
Oh, not just buildings. Pretty much anything made out of candy. Mailboxes, birdhouses, toaster ovens.
Mm-hmm. And what have you done to help him?
Well, It's been a long process, of course. This is the most recent thing we've tried. As you can see now, we've taped his lips shut. Oh, well, he's doing very well now. But it took a lot to get him to this point, jawohl.
What is his problem?
Oh, he's a slave to candy, and it cannot escape the addiction. I really regret ever eating anything that was in that evil woman's house. We were stealing. Even though the evil woman was, well, evil, we still should not have done it. It was wrong. And now look at him.
Donuts.
He's such a glutton. A mere shell of the man that he used to be. I cannot believe all of this. Hey. What are you eating there, Rock?
Oh, a donut.
Oh, it looks good, Noggin.
Would you like one?
Oh, definitely. Oh, this is good, yeah. Oh, I love this sugar frosting.
The jelly ones are a little sphere of heaven. Oh. Try one.
Oh, yeah, boy.
So, what do you think was the breaking point for Hansel?
Oh, well, I really couldn't tell you.
Look out, donut! Look out, donut!
Tonight on the Little Dog Sports Network, Jack Nimble attempts the candlestick jump in the Fairy Tale Land Triathlon.
Earlier today, when a shepherd boy reported seeing a big bad wolf on the west side of town, that report was found to be false. However, Action News reporter Patty Cake reports yet another twist in the story. Patty?
That's right, Bo. The shepherd boy says he's sorry about his earlier false report about the big bad wolf because now he says, quote, "I really, really did see the big bad wolf this time," unquote. Authorities take these reports seriously. The Fairy Tale Land National Guard has been called in to assist in tracking down the Big Bad Wolf, and the Fairy Tale Land Emergency Management Agency is setting up a hotline to report any wolf sightings.
Excuse me, Miss Cake?
Yes. Oh, here is Shepherd Boy, who spotted the wolf just minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, about that, actually...
Yes?
I was just kidding again.
Again?
Again. Yeah, sorry. You know, I kind of got a bad habit here.
What did he just say?
Well, apparently this amazing story is far from over. Shepherd Boy says this most recent wolf sighting is also false.
Sorry.
Back to you, Bo.
So don't put up with baldness. Try Rapunzel hair gel.
But of course, the big news in sports this afternoon is the Fairy Tale Land Triathlon event. Early in today's running, Jack B. Nimble pulled out in front, and it was no looking back. Jack proudly wore his crown that he won at last year's event. The big question, could the champ win again this year? First event, the Candlestick Jump, nicknamed the Raging Flame of Death. True to his name, Jack is nimble, Jack is quick, and sure enough, right here, Jack jumps over the candlestick. However, he makes a slight miscalculation.
Whoa!
Not to be deterred, Jack takes the next event in stride, the house-building portion of the triathlon. And this is the house that Jack built. There's a lot more to this story, but we don't have time. Moving on to the final event, the hill climb. Triathlon rules say you must have a partner for this event, and Jack chooses Jill to climb the hill. With Jack's pants still smoking from that candlestick incident, you can bet that pail of water is going to feel mighty good up at the top. However, right here, with Jack in the lead, there's a scuffle on the hill.
No, I'm the first one down the hill, not you, Jill.
Don't be silly. Girls always go first.
Not this time. Get out of my way.
Jack jumps ahead of his partner, and look at this. Jill trips him. Here's Jack falling in slow motion.
Oh, no.
It's an upset on the final event. Jack falls down, breaks his crown, and Jill comes tumbling after. If only Jack hadn't been so selfish on that last event.
But, Grandma, what a big, bad nose you have.
All the better to smell you with, my dear.
But, Grandma, what big, bad
bad ears you have.
All the better to hear you with, my dear.
But, Grandma, what... what big, bad breath you have.
Huh?
Don't let big, bad breath slow you down. When you're busy huffing and puffing and detouring little girls from going to Grandma's house, you can't afford to let ferocious breath stop you. Try Big Bad Breath Mints.
Yeah.
So, try Pease Porridge today. Pease Porridge hot, Pease Porridge cold. And for extra flavor, try Pease Porridge in the pot, 9 days old.
You could sell your car. Say, $8,000.
Stay tuned. Fairy Television will continue in just a moment.
Welcome back to Kids Radio.
I still don't get it.
You will. And now, more Fairy Television.
Here we find ourselves in yet another rush hour traffic jam, all thanks to numerous delays with the London Bridge building program. Now 6 minutes has learned that Fairytale Land may break its contract with the My Fair Lady Construction Company after the London Bridge fell down. Company officials say they tried to build it up with wood and clay, but apparently that didn't work either.
Look out, it's gonna fall again!
Oops!
Next, they plan to build it up with bricks and mortar, but according to some engineers, bricks and mortar will not stay.
Look out! It's gonna fall again!
Why is the London Bridge falling down so much? Here comes the surprise. 6 minutes has information that the construction company assigned to build the London Bridge is actually run by a crooked man. More on that from Mary Contrary.
The story of the Crooked Man is a twisted tale that begins here at the Fairytale Land County Fairgrounds. It was at this fair that the Crooked Man became the champion in the 1 mile run last year.
And the winner is the Crooked Man.
But many say he didn't deserve to win.
The guy cheated. He ran a crooked mile.
Our investigation has revealed that the Crooked Man was paid off by a running shoe company, which is against county fair rules.
Yeah, it was me. I paid him a sixpence. Some say it was crooked. So what? Everybody does it.
With these crooked proceeds, the Crooked Man went on to purchase a crooked cat, a crooked mouse, a crooked house, and finally, a crooked corporation.
It's a great day at the Crooked Corporation. May I help you?
The same corporation chosen to build the London Bridge.
Look out! It's gonna fall again!
And it appears yet another traffic jam is in the making.
And what are little boys made of? The answer may surprise you.
Peter, how could you do this to me? How can I live here in a pumpkin?
Oh, come on, Edna. It's not so bad living in a pumpkin. I've kept you very well in here. And you know, the color's kind of growing on me.
Harvest Orange went out in the 70s. How could you do this to me? You pumpkin eater.
But, honey, we got a great deal on it. Besides, I've heard Harvest Orange is making a comeback this year.
That's it. That's it. I've had it.
Wait. Where are you going?
I found an avocado on the other side of town.
You're watching Decorating on a Sixpence, brought to you by Hot Cross Buns. Hot Cross Buns. Now your choice, one a penny or two a penny. Hot cross buns.
The sky is falling! The sky is falling!
Try lifting up the cushions of your sofa. Say, 50 cents?
Good evening. This late news just in. Reporter Patty Cake reports to us live. Patty?
Shepherd Boy has changed his story once more. He now says he, quote, really, really, really saw the big bad wolf this time, and that the wolf is heading for the Fairy Tale Action News studios. Because of prior false reports, authorities are ignoring this latest alert.
That's right, we're ignoring him!
This is Patty Cake for Fairy Tale Action News.
A big bad wolf.
Well, folks, that's our news tonight.
Huh?
Ooh, I've had enough of this bad press, baby. I'm gonna huff, I'm gonna puff, and I'm gonna blow your new set to smithereens.
Could we possibly schedule an interview?
Ha ha! No way, Jack. I'm gonna huff and puff and blow away your scripts.
Hey there, stop that!
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here tomorrow night.
Ooh, I'm gonna huff and puff and mess up your hair!
That's my toupee!
Look at that go!
You've been watching Fairy Tale Action News, the number one news source in Fairy Tale Land.
Little Miss Muffet, I think you've had enough television today.
Okay, Mom.
Gotta finish your homework before supper tonight.
What is for supper?
Curds.
No way.
Just kidding.
Oh, you're so funny, Mommy. Next you'll be telling me there's a spider beside me.
Okay. Each of the stories you just heard had something in common.
Mm-hmm. Each one had something to do with sin.
Very good, Jason. How did you figure it out?
I looked at your script.
Oh, Jason. Anyway, think about it. When you sin, it not only hurts you, it also hurts lots of other people.
That's right. You see, because Jack was so selfish, he lost the Fairy Tale Land Triathlon not only for himself, but for Jill, too.
That's right. And because the shepherd boy lied, no one was ready when the big bad wolf actually showed up.
And because little boy Blue was lazy and irresponsible, 16 cows were affected, and 64 stomachs.
Ew. Now, sure, these were fairy tale stories, but try this. Next time you watch the news or a TV show, open your Bible to the Ten Commandments.
And as you watch each story, ask yourself which one of the Ten Commandments was just broken. As you do this, you'll begin to see how sin not only hurts the sinner, but it also hurts innocent people around them.
Next time you're tempted to sin, remember, it not only costs you, it can cost a lot of other people too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all for now, Jason. This has been Fairy Television.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
We'll see you next time here on
Kids Radio.
It's true in fairy tales, and it's true in real life. Sin has consequences. As it says in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8, a man reaps what he sows. If he plans to satisfy his sinful self, he will reap destruction. But if he plans to please the Spirit, he will reap eternal life. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Fairy Television was written and directed by John Fornoff. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Dave Madden, Townsend Coleman, Corey Burton, Jess Harnell, Kat Cressida, and Diane Michelle. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.